Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and I'm so blessed to be with you today, and I pray that the broadcast will encourage your heart. Please let me pray with you before we begin. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you touch all of my listeners today, and I ask that you encourage their hearts and help them, O Lord, I pray, to see what you have good for them and see in your word the blessings that you have in store for them. We pray especially for our country. We pray for our leaders and ask God that you bring a mighty revival to our land. And we thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Today I want to talk about plans for your life. You know, everybody seems to have a plan for our lives today, but sometimes their plans isn't always for our benefit. We might have a few good things out of it, but the overall plans that man is making is not all that good. But God, in His Word, He says His plans for us are good and not bad. So we need to go to God's Word, and I want you to see today through God's Word how precise God is. And when you do go to God and ask Him to give you the plan for your life and direct your life, you will see that He'll keep His Word and He'll bless you. And I want to read out of the book of Genesis, chapter 15, verse 13. And in this passage of Scripture, God is making a covenant with Abram. He's telling Abram how He's going to bless him, and not only just bless him, but bless his seed, all that would come after him. And let me tell you something. God don't only just want to bless you, but He wants to bless your children. He wants to bless your whole household. God has a good plan for us, and that's what I want you to realize today. In verse 13, He said, and this is God speaking to Abram, which later his name was changed to Abraham. We know that. And He said unto Abram, know of a surety. In other words, know for sure. In other words, I am not going to change. This is a sure thing. And today, don't we need a sure thing? God is the only sure thing that we have today. He said, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward they shall come out with great substance. Now in this portion of Scripture, God is telling Abraham, He is saying your people are going into a land that is not theirs. In other words, they're going into a place that I don't mean for them to live and stay there, because if they stay there, bondage is waiting on them. But even though they stay too long, I am going to deliver them, and I'm going to bring them out. And then he just didn't stop there. He said, I'm going to judge the nation that held him in captivity. But also, He said, when your seed comes out, they coming out with great substance and great wealth. And then He went on to tell Abram in verse 15, and He said, thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace, and thou shalt be buried a good old age. And then He says, in the fourth generation they shall come out hither, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. In other words, God has a timing and a blessing that He was going to bring on Abram's seed. And that when they come out, see, the remedy for bondage is not psychology and 20 steps to endure, but it's deliverance. And that's God's remedy for you today. If you're in bondage or affliction of any kind, the Bible says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver them out of them all. Today I want you to realize that God has plans for you. He knows even the trouble you're going to get in, but He also knows the plans He has to bring you out. And you know what? Everything that He told Abram, He did what He said He would do. 400 years to the day His people marched up out of Egypt. And not only did they march up out of Egypt, but they marched up with great wealth and substance, just like God said, and God brought them to a better land. Today, take time to ask God to lead and guide you. Ask Jesus to come into your heart. Ask God to give you the plan that He has for your life. And I tell you, if you'll do that, you'll be blessed and you'll come out with great substance. I'm talking about God will meet and provide your every need, but He'll also give you peace and joy and give you comfort in the days that we now have. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in for Trucking for Jesus, and keep praying for me as I keep on for the Lord. God bless you.